I'm Shelley Koffler with Texas Public Radio. San Antonio's hope of being a gateway for air travel to Mexico is diminishing. This month, the city-managed airport reported a 21% drop in passengers traveling between the Alamo City and Mexico, and some international travelers are frustrated. On a Monday night at the San Antonio International Airport, at Interjet Airlines' ticketing desk, passengers were booking ahead for some of the few remaining nonstops to Mexico City. Nusha Bladineres of New Braunfels was hustling to catch her two-hour nonstop to Mexico City. Missing it would mean having to make connections through Houston or Dallas and spending 5 to 10 hours traveling.
Actually, I was supposed to leave yesterday, but I couldn't get a flight last minute, so I had to fly today.
Bladineres flies several times a month to Mexico City to see family members and for her yogurt store business. She says the loss of Southwest flights makes quick trips more difficult.
So I think for business it's bad because it should be easy to communicate with San Antonio.
And she believes the loss of convenient flights will also hurt retail sales in the San Antonio area.
There are a lot of Mexicans that come here shopping and spending money and go to our restaurants. So, you know, if you make it so hard, then absolutely. I mean, my brother goes to Houston shopping because it's less expensive to fly there, even though we have San Marcos and all these wonderful places here.
Well, I heard, of course, that there was some angst as a result of losing that direct flight to Mexico City.
Richard Perez is president and CEO of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce. He believes Mexican carriers overestimated the market when they began competing for San Antonio passengers several years ago.
While I think our market is still very robust, I think there was just an overcapacity that was being provided. And so now, as a result of market forces, they've had to dial those back.
In addition to losing Mexico City flights, Viva Aerobus ended service from San Antonio to Monterrey, and Southwest quit flying its route to Cancun. Airport managers say that during the year that ended in July, 10,000 fewer passengers flew between San Antonio and Mexico. It's a drop of 21% on Mexico routes at a time domestic flights are getting busier. Still, Tom Jones, the director of San Antonio's International Airport, believes the region's connection to our southern neighbor is strong.
Our desire to be that gateway to South America and the South Central Texas is a legitimate one, and one we'll continue to aspire to.
There's no way that San Antonio International Airport is going to be a national U.S. gateway to the South. There's no airline there doing it.
Mike Boyd is an aviation consultant for major airlines and industry businesses. He says Southwest Airlines, opening its international hub at Houston Hobby last year, siphoned off some of San Antonio's Mexico flights. And Boyd says Houston Hobby is likely to be the preferred airport for other destinations south of the border.
Southwest is going to want to put as many people they can through their operation at Houston Hobby. So a nonstop out of San Antonio takes away from that and doesn't deliver the same amount of return that they could do by putting it into Houston to connect with communities all across America. That will be a gateway to Latin America. So that's just the name of the game, and it's not going to change.
Still, Boyd says San Antonio may see some expansion of Mexico flights in the future. Juan Manuel Garcia says that can't come soon enough for him. He travels at least once a month to Mexico City to see his girlfriend, and he doesn't have as many nonstop options as he'd like.
I don't want to take a day off from work to fly, so the only choice I have now is Interjet. Before, I used to have three other airlines that I could choose from and compare prices. So it's definitely limited me to one airline and only one time to fly out of San Antonio.
Airport officials say they continue to talk to airlines about offering more options in San Antonio. The reduction in Mexico flights is a disappointment, but they point to an increase in domestic passengers last year and this year as proof that the airport's overall business is growing. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.